At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live all across the country on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, April 2nd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. Johnny Cake Sawville.
Made it past April Fool's Day. Wheels up, baby. Let's go.
Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
That is the force. We've got an awesome show lined up for you today. Spencer Carberry is going to join us, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll jump on at 7.
Give him credit, man. I mean, they just won a game last night in Boston. Uh-huh. Had to hop on a flight down to Raleigh. I mean, he's obviously compressed time frame. They have a game tonight.
I wonder what time he got in.
He's still coming on at 7 a.m. Dude's a stud.
We'll talk to Coach Carberry at 7.
Yeah.
Kevin Sheehan's going to join us from the Team 980. Talk about the Maryland situation. They have a new head coach. We're going to get into that coming up at 6:15. Buzz Williams does indeed land here at College Park to be their next head coach. We'll get Sheehan's perspective on that. He's a huge Terps guy. And like we've done the last several years, during baseball season, Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, president of baseball operations, he will join us, makes his season debut.
Very good.
As we talk about the Nationals, he's going to jump on at 9, but I'm staring at something right in front of me in the studio. It's called the Grade 8 Chase.
Need to rectify that.
Alex Ovechkin, it says goals to go. It has the number 5. We need to update that. Mm-hmm. Boop, there it is.
Very close to 3, by the way, because he had an opportunity, an empty netter with about, I want to say, 45 seconds left, maybe a minute left in the game. Went just wide, just a tad wide. Yeah. But he had an opportunity for that to tick down to 3. But, I mean, now I think Coach Carberry talked about it. He's like, now it's down to 4. It's full-blown on.
3 to tie, 4 to break.
Yeah.
I just noticed something about you, Cakes. You have the clean shave, so you saw your guy, I guess.
Actually, this is homemade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Valdez and I are breaking bread tonight in MGM, so I can't go out looking like just complete savage and a slob.
This is
Keck's classic tonight.
This is correct. A compliment. It makes you look thinner.
Well, thank you. Anything it makes me
once
look thinner.
Once you eliminate that neck beard.
Yeah, sure.
It's a pain in the ass, but yeah.
Yeah, it stinks. I mean, actually shaving, like doing the whole routine, just not a big fan.
I cut myself shaving today. I got a little small.
Got a little nick.
I had to put a little piece of toilet paper there for about 10 minutes this morning.
Standard.
I was telling Cakes that if he scores tonight in Carolina, it makes it a little obviously more interesting for your trip to New York.
Sure, of course.
And if he scores 2 tonight in Carolina, then it's on.
Yeah, because then they play again here.
They play
the
here against Chicago.
Friday. And then, I mean, I'll be right in the bullseye. Let's listen to Joby and Locker with the call on goal number 891 last night in Boston.
Carlson walks the line. They flood that far side. Carlson steps in, looking for the deflection. Score!
Yes!
Alex Ovechkin! Four tallies to hockey immortality.
That is a layup. What a passing play. His wife in the house celebrating that goal. The fans celebrating here in Boston. It's as loud as I've heard for a visiting team. They're not here to really watch their team. They want to watch the Washington Capitals, and they want to watch Ovi. And watch how Ovi gets open. This is how the passing game works for the Caps. What a pass. Carlson, Strome, backhand off the back of his stick, empty net. Here's an isolation of Alex Ovechkin. Right past Swayman, and Ovi's got one of his easiest goals of the season. What a great power play. The Caps up 2-0.
Lot of Caps red, white, and blue at TD Garden last night. And Zach Leontsis tweeted that yesterday. He's like, it's time to start going to Caps road games with this record on the line, with this record looming. So,
it's awesome. I heard he's about to break another record, too. He's going to, if he gets one more goal, which he will, I think break the record for 39-year-olds in terms of goals in a season.
And I think last night he either tied, I think he tied most first period goals in NHL history.
Mm.
So, I mean, he's
going to go down as the all-time greatest goal scorer.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of time. There's 8 games left in the regular season. He's got 4 goals to go.
Yeah.
This isn't a criticism. This is a legit question from a hockey novice.
Okay.
But are, like, the Caps running just plays specifically for Ovi?
Sometimes.
Like Locker said, that's a layup. Like, is that on purpose to just basically get him in the position?
I don't know. I mean, that's not even like where he usually hangs out during the power
play. We'll have to ask Carbs on that.
Like, he just wound up there. That's the way the play, the action kind of took him.
I know, but like, I don't know, like, if there's like an alley oop. Like, are we just are the Caps running like alley oop plays for
Ovi? Commenting on the fact that the puck came free to him, and there was literally nobody covering him, and the net was like 90% open.
I don't think on that particular goal. But I know that on a previous face-off, they ran a play specifically to him. So, but he's their best shooter.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not a criticism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to ask Carbs
that. In that case, I felt like it was just in the natural play. By the way, a win
against the Bruins. Great.
No, he sounds amazing.
A win against the Bruins was big because that snapped the 3-game losing streak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was the debut of Ryan Leonard, who I thought made his presence
had
felt.
Had a solid game. He had like 13 and a half minutes of ice time. He had one huge open ice hit. He had, I think, 2 or 3 others. And
when Stromer scored, he was on the ice. He might have got a secondary assist.
He's got a +1 in his first NHL action. So
I have to tell you, I thought he jumped out. I only watched the third period, so I missed the Ovi goal.
Mm-hmm.
But I just got to really get caught up on Leonard. And I think from reading, he's a 256th guy to make his debut in the NHL, I guess, from college. I don't know if I'm reading that correctly, because, I mean, how often does that happen? Like, it just seems so strange.
Yeah, you
straight from college.
Usually these guys,
you're a top six guy.
Yeah.
I mean, they usually get amazed. A little bit of seasoning. I couldn't keep my eyes off him.
They usually get a little bit of seasoning down in, like, the AHL. Like, he probably should have spent some time with the Hershey Bears, but they look at him as just, he's so advanced. And
he's so good.
So good in college. Like, why waste his time with the AHL team when you can get him ready and up to speed, and he can be a factor in your playoff run?
And what a perfect sort of setup, too, right? Be a BC guy, be playing in Boston, have all of his teammates there, be playing on the top six. I mean, he's obviously, what do they list him at? Looks like a pretty good size,
too. Like 210, 215.
Yeah, I mean, he jumps out
at
you.
People say he's like a mini Tom Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, not quite as big, but kind of in that same tough guy role, offensively skilled.
So I guess they drafted him a couple years ago, 7th or 8th, whatever it was.
8th in the 2023 draft.
In the 2023 draft. I'll be honest, I haven't been paying attention to it, but the story's incredible. And have they been kind of like counting the days until they'd be eliminated so they could add him?
As soon as BC got eliminated, he's got a great nickname, too, for that sort of call-up.
Mm-hmm.
He's a black ace. Black aces are guys who get added to NHL rosters, like right at the end of the season or right before the playoffs, that can have an impact.
Is there anything to him being number 9? Ovi's 8.
I don't know anything about his number choice.
passing of the torch.
When I was watching, I think this might have caught a few other people off guard too. When I first saw him out on the ice, like a first shift or two, because his number is so similar to Ovi's.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a bigger guy too. I had to do the old guy strain my eyeballs. Yeah. I was like, is that Ovi or Leonard?
Yeah.
And it was Leonard. So the 8 and the 9, that's gonna be tough to discern at times. But you'll get used to it the more you see him play.
I know we thought that you know, a few weeks ago it probably wasn't gonna happen because he was in a slight dry spell.
Right.
But now it's gonna happen. He's gonna he's gonna get 4 in 8 games.
He smells
I have no idea.
I hope it happens.
Sure. I hope I just didn't cake jinx him, but
he smells it.
I think he does.
Hey, a guy like that comes up big in the moment. And it'd be such a disappointment if he finished.
I'm gonna
say he scores 2 goals in the last 8 games. That would stink.
Yeah.
I actually hope it happens at home. Even though I'm driving to Long Island, this is the sort of thing that should happen on home ice in front of the home fans. Now, you can't plan it, obviously. You can't plan when it's going to happen. But this would be a great thing to happen at Capital One Arena. Mm. So all the people that have supported him over 20 years can really revel in it and enjoy it.
Anyway, the Ovi tracker to 4. Capitals get a win. Like I said, we've got the head coach, Spencer Carberry. He'll join us at 7. Kevin Sheehan on what's happening with the Terps coming up at 8:20. And Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM, at 9 o'clock. So we've got an awesome show laid out for you. You want to chime in? 800-636-1067 is the number. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza's local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, to go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. 800-636-1067. Coming up next, the Terps have a new head coach.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. I guess Jason and I need to give a little props to our guy Jimmy, who went to Roosevelt with us, who said right off the bat that Buzz Williams was going to be the head coach at the University of Maryland. Remember the text messages
all over
that we read?
Yeah, remember I told you he sent a text saying that his buddy is the uncle of one of the assistant coaches at A&M?
I do remember that, yeah.
And that the assistant coach had said, we're on our way to College Park.
Sometimes.
And I called BS on it. I said, whatever. So we bet lunch.
Okay, well, you lose lunch.
So I told him I'll buy him a Happy Meal from McDonald's.
Sometimes you get sources in unlikely places that actually give you good information.
It was legitimate, and then, of course, it gained legs over the next few days after that. And, it happened.
I mean, it's about as good a hire as you're going to get, especially with the trying circumstances, with the
situation
athletic department
they're in
at College Park.
You couldn't ask for better.
To land Buzz Williams
he's an upgrade.
Yeah,
he's an upgrade.
I think it's a great move.
So two of their last three hires been from Texas A&M.
Yeah, Turge.
Turgeon. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that funny that Buzz followed Turge and Buzz is following Turge again? We're not right after him, but he's following Turge.
Yeah, I think it's a great hire. He's taken teams to the NCAA tournament.
Does it all time.
11 out of 18 seasons.
Does it all time.
The last three seasons with Texas A&M, had success at Virginia Tech before that, at Marquette before that. So Buzz Williams lands. We just put it up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They are the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and a convenient variety of 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Look, college basketball programs and their success kind of go beyond how good the coach is now because of the portal and how much money you can spend on it. I mean, he's won everywhere he's gone. Now, he's been to one Elite Eight with Marquette. The college basketball was much different back then. The last 6 years at A&M, the last 3 years, he went to the tournament. Didn't get past the second round, but maybe that was kind of out of his control. But we kind of speculated, why would a guy leave an SEC school with so many resources to come to a school that, was not paying a lot of resources or didn't have a lot of resources for the basketball program? Maybe that's changed. Maybe he left A&M because he was having an issue, same type of issue that Willard was having here.
Maybe football school versus basketball school.
Maybe he didn't
school.
Get along with Trev Alberts. I don't know. Who knows? But he's leaving, and he's coming here, and he wins wherever he goes.
He's a winner.
He's a winner. He wins 20 games. I got this from a guy that's pretty high up in the Virginia Tech athletic programs or athletic department. And I asked him, what type of guy is he, blah, blah, blah. Says, I absolutely love him. Different guy, but extremely intelligent. I got along with him great. He's demanding, extremely tough on his team. Now all that matters is how much he negotiated for his revenue share and NIL to pay them.
You didn't let me get to the poll of the day. The actual poll of the day is, do you like the hire? So you can vote at Junks Radio on the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside. By the way, EB's pummeling cupcakes that I had left over from our kids' birthday party. Surfsides were a huge hit for the adults who popped over.
I'm sure.
Most didn't stay.
Yeah.
There was like one dad who awkwardly stayed for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Nice guy. I like him. But I was like, you don't have to stay.
Right. It's all good. We got
this. And then
he
was like, all right, I'll go and I'll come back.
Right.
Because it's that age when you don't know if you're supposed to stay at a birthday party. It's like, bounce.
Right.
Go live a little bit. No need to linger.
We're good here. Got this.
So do you like the hire? You can vote or call us at 800-636-1067 or vote at Junks Radio. Our pal Mike Lonergan, who coached here locally, said on X, Maryland will be fine after a home run hire of Buzz. He's a top five coach. He can recruit, develop, and coach. Not many can do all three. His teams play D like Houston and rebound like Michigan State. And then he said he lost his first Division I game to the Junkies' favorite coach on March 7th, 2006. Is that him or is that Bray?
That's got to be him. He's got to be talking about him.
I would think.
He's talking about when he was at New Orleans. So I don't know if... I don't remember the game, but yeah, he's talking about himself.
I could look it up and see. Is this when he was at Vermont?
Yeah.
I could look up and see their schedule.
Anyway, do think it's a good hire if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Now he's got to assemble a team.
Yeah. I mean,
I know people worry about his staff. He's got to hit that portal and maybe somehow keep Rice, who entered the portal. That's the big one.
You got a shot. Yeah.
We'll see.
But you need a bunch of guys.
mean, Gillespie's already gone. He's officially with Tennessee.
Get ready to start spending that portal money.
Six and five other players entered the portal. So
didn't any of his guys from Texas A&M going to come here?
Yeah, I was going to say one of the forwards entered the portal. So I don't know if he's going to come here and follow Buzz. But there are rumors that some of his players are going to go follow him to Maryland.
Nice. He had a bunch of seniors on his team, too. So they were going to be in kind of a rebuild.
Not to mention, forgot to mention that Maryland, one of their commits just decommitted, who was supposed to be a highly touted freshman coming in.
He was a four-star guy.
He was a four-star guy.
Yeah.
I think he was a bigger guard, kind of like a three.
But now it's up for grabs. We'll see. But it was so critical, so good that they announced this, got come to terms, whatever. When they did, because it couldn't go on much longer.
Yeah, that's what Randall Childress said on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
Now he said he didn't think that a credible coach would come in without an AD.
He thought that Buzz might do it. It would be the exception, kind of. But yeah, I had a question about it. I almost wonder if they didn't give him assurance that he could have maybe a say in whatever AD they bring in.
And he got a 6-year deal, so must have been a good offer.
Yeah. Like sure.
Maryland must have stepped up and said, "Look, behind closed doors, they're probably we're in a tough spot here. If we have to overpay a little bit, probably have to overpay.
Mm-hmm.
We have to show the world that we have some stability here with what's gone on in the past.
I think it puts them right
two
on the
or
mat.
3 weeks.
And I think Childress. I think it was Randolph that we had yesterday that said, "Let's be honest, Maryland's going to suck next year."
Right.
I think it takes sucking out of the equation. It might not
probably
be great.
I mean, it depends on the players
he's just
he can bring
in. He's just a proven coach. Like, I think he's going to find a way to put a team out there and grind at some wins.
Looks like his players love him. I saw a clip online
pretty passionate
of three of
guy,
his
man.
Players.
Oh, he's fired.
And
yeah, he's
one
fired.
Of the guys was like, "That guy right there, that guy right there, he's the best. He's the best coach I've ever been around." Right. It's like, I don't care what anybody says, he's the best coach.
So did Lonergan say he had his first win against him? Because he did. And Vermont did beat
New Orleans
in week one.
That's probably
like
March 2006.
Yep. That's what he was talking about. Yeah.
That's what he was talking about.
I thought maybe he was referencing Bray. I didn't know. It was like, I assumed that Lonergan was saying that he was our favorite coach, but Bray gets a lot of love here too from you DeMatha boys. So
yeah. But then he was only in New Orleans for a year. Then went to Marquette and was uber successful there. Got to the Elite Eight. And
Valdez, how are you
to
feeling?
Virginia Tech.
I know you're a Maryland guy. You were just kind of the whole thought of losing Willard was so upsetting to you. But I think they rallied. I think we got a better guy at the end of the day. I think it's an upgrade.
I think Buzz has a better resume than Willard, but I still think Willard at the end could be a better coach than Buzz. I think Buzz is a very high floor, low ceiling kind of hire.
Which is good.
And it's probably the best kind of Band-Aid that you could have.
High floor, high ceiling?
No,
you
no,
said
no.
Low ceiling. I don't like that.
No, high floor, low ceiling.
Mm.
Like,
so you don't think he can take him to a Final Four?
I think he can.
Well, I don't.
He has it.
Not anytime soon.
He's been coaching forever, and he's only been to one Elite Eight. I mean, it's not easy to go to the Final Four.
But isn't that more than what Willard accomplished?
Well, Willard was here for 20 minutes.
Okay, but he was at Seton Hall a bunch of years.
That's not fair. Dude, going to the Final Four is that's
hard.
So difficult.
It's hard, but I think he's...
Look at the teams that are in the Final Four.
I think he's capable if he has the talent. He's capable.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about putting together a roster.
I think if the stars align, he can do it.
Yeah.
That it takes kind of a miracle season to do it. The situation. It's the best move in the situation that they're in, and I recognize that. Like you're not, and I realize Dwayne's probably a little too green. Tony's probably a little too green, but I don't know. Like I can't worry about 5 years from now when he wants to leave.
Right. Got to worry about right now.
I got to worry about right now.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Got to worry about the aftermath of the Willard departure.
No, you're right. I mean, they weren't going to go out and hire Dwayne and Tony just because of that reason.
Right.
Bray, they thought just he's mid-60s, kind of past his prime. Some of these other names that came up, it just didn't fit.
I want to worry about year five, like when he gets antsy and kind of wants to move on again, because that he has a track record of that. But I'm trying to tell myself to be in the moment.
Yeah, I think it's at least, at minimum, it's a push with Willard is the way I see it. And I actually think Buzz is a little bit better.
I think he's an upgrade, actually.
I think so, too.
I think Buzz has a better resume than Willard, but I still think Willard is a better
bigger
coach
upside.
Than,
yeah. I saw that Weasel on. Do you see the interview that he did on? I think it was with Casey Jacobson.
No.
And
he's dead to me.
Was it on FS1? Yeah,
I don't care about him. One
yeah, iota. people one despise bit. Willard now.
I think he might have been at halftime of the game because Villanova's competing in the Crown. Bunch of the, like, Georgetown won their first game. GW lost his first
they
game.
They lost to Boise,
yeah. And he's such a weasel.
Sure, people care. Well, the Crown basketball.
I know, but I saw Willard, and he was on there for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I think he called it one of the best, like, one of the best jobs in the country, and he mm-hmm. had his opportunity he had to take.
Which he also
said about Maryland, by the way.
Yeah. I think it was winless.
He didn't pummel Maryland. Like, he said nice things about Maryland, but... You just saw how disingenuous he had been, which we already know during the whole process, because he still was making it seem like he hadn't talked to people.
He's a villain.
Well, he played both sides too. Yeah. I mean, he hammered Maryland's AD, and then he after the fact when he left, he said, my guy is gone, who I really liked. I mean, he was playing both sides. You didn't know what to believe that came out of his mouth.
I personally think because didn't Maryland play Villanova up in Brooklyn?
At Barclays Center, I think.
I actually think that's when the courting started happening.
Right. Maybe it did.
When doubt it, we had the one guy call in and said he was at a bar in Park City and he heard in February that he was going to Villanova.
If Villanova and Maryland are good in the next 2 or 3 years, if the selection committee has a quarter of a brain amongst them, you got to put them in the same region so those two teams could potentially play each other.
The one thing I'll say,
that would be great theater.
I don't want to be in the business of defending. The one thing I'll say watching that interview, he's drawn to Big East basketball.
That's fine. Said, you know what? If he's drawn to it, go.
He
go
did.
To
That's fine.
Who cares? Be happy with all your money and no football team, and I hope your team's at the bottom of the standings every year.
He clearly felt it was a better situation, and we'll see. I mean, who knows?
Maybe
he just didn't want to be at a football school.
What I will say,
I think that's probably a big
Buzz's point. Style of basketball for like the first 2 years when, well, especially next year, because Maryland is so behind the eight ball in terms of players and recruiting and the portal.
You think it'll help?
It's definitely going to help because mm-hmm. you don't need to be the most skillful player to rebound, play defense, play bully ball, ugly basketball. So I think they'll be a lot better with Buzz in year one than with another coach.
Yeah, his Virginia Tech teams were really good 3-point shooting teams, but they didn't score a ton of points. A&M didn't score a ton of points, but they play tough defense. He's going to recruit tough kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just like his mindset. So
I just think he's going to put together also a credible team year one, even though he's behind the eight ball.
Yeah, I'm sure they're.
Whereas if they've been
working on it, I'm sure the last 48 hours.
If you had Dwayne or Tony and those guys, and I'm sure they're great recruiters too, I don't know that they could put together as credible team as I think he will. I don't know.
I don't know because it might just come down to money.
Under the gun. Well, like, yeah, money's a big part.
It probably just comes down to money at this point. So what is Maryland? The thing that he may benefit from is, and when Cakes was talking about the contract negotiations, none of us know how it works, is if Kevin Willard had, we all said he had leverage, right? So when Willard was talking to Maryland, he apparently was getting more salary and he was getting more of this NIL money. Ultimately, it wasn't enough. He wanted to leave for Villanova.
I think
But I would imagine that Buzz just kind of inherited that package. And they, we were willing to give Willard $5 million, so here you go. And we were willing to give him...
He was already making $7 million.
Right.
So and I guarantee you got a pay raise.
Yeah, whatever it is. And then...
He's got to be one of
And then
the top
whatever
five
they agreed
coaches.
To with Willard in terms of increasing the money spent on players, mm-hmm. said, look, we were going to give him $7 million in budget. Here you go. This is what you got to work with.
Yeah, but
the cupboard's bare.
It's still late. That's what you don't understand. It's late.
I understand that, but there are players in the portal. So if you simply say, hey, we're willing to give you $2 million.
Yeah, the pick through.
Yeah, it's picked over.
Not that many guys have committed already.
I don't think there have been that many.
A lot of guys have entered the portal. Not that many people have committed already.
Right.
The only thing that I worry about, I mean, Texas A&M has one of the biggest athletic budgets in the country. It's top five, easy. Right. Now, look, most of that goes to football, but how much more money is Buzz going to get at Maryland than Texas A&M already had carved out for basketball?
We don't know.
That's what doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And
it doesn't make sense.
I have a hard time believing that Texas Tech invested more in basketball than Texas A&M
mm-hmm.
did.
Yeah, I mean,
And Texas Tech had a great basketball program, so I don't understand what the issue was for Buzz in Texas.
Maybe part of it was that...
Unless there was a personality thing. I mean, there could be people...
on that more.
And yeah, I mean, maybe he didn't get along with Trev Alberts.
And the football program
Trev Alberts has only been there a year.
The football program there is so big. It's like a monster compared to the basketball program. And that's not the case at Maryland.
But it is at all the SEC schools, and they just dominated the tournament we were watching.
Yeah, but still, you want to be the top dog.
Maybe just wanted to get out away from that, the specter of that football program. Because the Texas A&M imprint on college football is way bigger than Maryland's and always will be. So maybe that's part of his
The influx of cash, you can see it with what it's doing to SEC athletics. They're taking all the football money and sinking it into basketball. Right. There's a reason why the SEC is so good at basketball all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean.
It just doesn't, add up why he's leaving if it's not a personality thing.
It's a combo of things. But I think it does make sense because football's way smaller at Maryland. It's just
they still have to pay more the majority of the money to football.
That's true.
That's fine, but he's gonna get it. He's gonna get plenty. I think he'll get plenty.
Why Willard didn't?
I think Willard just wanted to leave. I think all that NIL stuff. I don't have enough money, and then it was whining. I think Willard just wanted to leave.
And that was just an excuse.
I think Willard is a bitch.
That was just an excuse.
I think Willard is a bitch.
He's definitely a weasel.
He might be a weasel.
Clearly a weasel.
But he clearly wasn't getting the money he thought he could compared to other schools.
Yeah, but I think EB brought this up a few days ago.
By the way, NIL is different than revenue sharing. It's a different world now. NIL is from donors and others.
Understood.
They build a collective.
Understood.
Revenue sharing is the money that the school brings in.
Understood.
And they can give a certain percentage to basketball and football. And
I understand the difference.
Yeah, but that's also
endorsement money they can pull out for guys.
Okay, but that's on them and their agents. Just in terms of Willard.
Coaches can help arrange that, I'm sure.
Sure, I'm sure they have someone on staff that does it. But just in terms of Willard and getting the money from the school, maybe he felt like he wasn't getting enough compared to football. And that's why Villanova said, well, we'll give you what you want.
I'm sure that's part
maybe,
of it.
Maybe, but don't you think if Maryland matched it, he was still going to leave?
Yes.
Like, I feel like,
I think
EB used the term like a bluff. I think they called his bluff and they said, okay, you know, the first time he had that presser and he expressed his unhappiness,
but that could have been a personality issue. If Maryland said, we'll give you exactly what Villanova has given you, he might have said, yeah, but I don't really like you. So I'm going.
That's what I think happened.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No, he wanted the court of public opinion on his side as he was leaving.
Yeah, he was leaving.
He wanted people to be like, "Oh, you had it so bad there. Right. We feel so sorry for you."
Yeah, right. I know. But what I'm saying, and you're right. But what I'm saying is, I guarantee you that relationship soured over the last three years.
I'm sure that was part of it,
and that's one of the reasons he wanted out.
And I think he was so used to being at a non-football school at Seton Hall for so long. I think he underestimated how much of a give and take that was going to be. Coming to Maryland and having to deal with that.
Well,
and after a while, he just got sick of it.
And it's obvious Villanova is a basketball school. It's not a football school.
Right.
Maryland is not. It's a basketball school, but it's got FBS football.
It's got Big Ten football.
The majority of the money is going to football.
Right.
So maybe he...
He just didn't like... I feel like he just didn't want to have to deal with that anymore.
You might be right. Yeah.
Back to Buzz. He may have just left because of the timing of his players.
I'm sure
he's losing eight players to graduation.
Yeah.
Including his star... Wade Taylor, that he was going to have a down year next year, and maybe it was just the timing of it, like, hey, I can move to Maryland, this is going to be a better situation for me. Even though we believe the cupboard is bare, maybe he just thought that he'd be better off in Maryland. And maybe, in his experience, he just thinks Maryland's a better basketball school.
Well, it is a better basketball school.
It's a basketball school at the end of the day. I mean, they have football that takes up a tremendous amount of resources, but at the end of the day, I think people understand it's a basketball school. Mm. You're going to, you know... Yeah, I just think he's going to be starting over at Texas A&M or might as well start over at Maryland. Why not? You're starting over at both places. Get more money. Get more leverage. Start all over. Stay ahead of the Ziggy.
And you're a hot commodity
in Maryland.
Whereas you've been in College Station for 5 years.
Yeah.
You might be start 6 years.
You're ready to start.
You're welcome there.
And I question. I mean, listen. Maybe he will leave in 4 years or 5 years.
I don't know.
Is he going to keep doing that? Every 5 years going to leave? I don't know. At some point, you might settle down. I don't know.
But you can't worry about 5 years down the road.
I'm not. I think it's a great hire.
You got to worry about the next 2-3 years, and then you can worry about 5 years, and you know, when it gets to that stage. But, well, it's going to be interesting.
Again, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Do you like the hire of Buzz Williams? You can also vote on our Surfside Junkies poll of the day at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. Was looking at our poll of the day. I actually put this up on our Instagram page. Give us a follow there, Sports Junkies Radio. I put that up yesterday. 70% like the hire. I'm looking on X. 74% like the hire. We want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Now, some people tweet us and go, he's going to be gone in 6 years.
So
I just,
what?
What are you worried I just
about?
Tweeted.
You're worried about 2031 at this point?
I tweeted back.
Stop it.
I said, that's double Willard.
What are we talking about
That's
here?
Double Willard.
Worried about somebody departing a college hoops position in a different decade?
Yeah, 6 years isn't that. A bad run.
Stop it
If you
already.
Only got 6 years. You have no idea. All right, let's go to the phones.
People are weird, man. 800-636-1067.
I think Cakes is so in the tank for Maryland. They could do almost anything.
They could have hired anybody.
It's not even, right? I don't understand why people are worried about what a coach is going to do in the year 2030 and beyond. Not even dealing with Maryland. Like, who's forecasting what Dan Quinn's going to be doing in 2030 and beyond? Like, you got to live in the now.
Yeah, but you do forecast what Jaden will be doing in 6 years.
Well, he'll be on his way. Like, I'm on EB's tailwind. He's going to be on his way to the Hall of Fame if he keeps having years like he did as a rookie.
The big tease yesterday was Derek Queen retweeting like a Big Ten basketball tweet about Buzz saying he wants to uphold the history of Maryland basketball,
right.
Make Terp Nation proud.
That was a good quote from Buzz. I like that.
I know. And Derek Queen retweeted it and said, starting to like him already.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he'll be liking him from Atlanta or Toronto, wherever
What's
he's playing
the latest?
Next year.
Can you look at the latest NBA
I'll
draft?
I'll look at NBA draft on that. See, like,
that's our
I looked
favorite
a few days
site.
Ago and he's going 16th to Atlanta. So.
Did you see the,
I would think he would go higher.
The
actually.
Dumb April Fools. That Queen transferred to Loyola, Maryland. My wife said, Derek Queen transferred to Loyola? I said, April Fool's.
Yeah,
I'm surprised she saw the news.
Yeah,
sometimes she does.
Latest NBA draft.net has him going 12 to the Mavericks.
That makes sense.
So he's gone up 4 spots since, I guess, last week.
I believe that. All right, let's bang out some of these calls if you want to chime
in. So he'll be rooting on the Terps from Dallas next year if this goes according to plan.
All right, we got Chico, I think, from Baltimore. And he's been on for a while.
Hello, Junkie.
What's up, Chico?
What's up,
Chico?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah,
you're on.
Can you hear me? I see you guys on TV here.
What's up?
Hey, I feel that Buzz Williams shouldn't have been the head coach. To me, Willard should have stayed. And to tell you the truth, don't you think Billy Donovan or Quinn Snyder should have been the head coach?
Well, first of all, Willard didn't want to stay.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. He wanted to leave. He wanted to bolt.
And the guys you mentioned are NBA guys.
Yeah, like for them, it would be a step down to come.
Is he just throwing out big names?
I guess.
Quinn Snyder is a college guy. And I wouldn't be surprised if they bring Maryland back to the ACC down the road, don't you think?
I mean, you're all over the place. Man, that's never happening. They left the ACC because they were poor.
The ACC may not exist.
And the Big Ten gave them a big sack of money.
You're just throwing out names. You have no idea if those guys ever want to coach in college again.
I mean, Chico, thank you for listening, but man, you are...
He's all over the place.
You are all over the map this morning.
Quinn Snyder, you can say he's a college guy. He coached the Utah Jazz. For 8 seasons, and he's currently the coach of the Hawks.
Yeah, he's an NBA guy.
He's been an NBA guy for a decade.
All right, 800-636.
Oh, and by the way, he was an assistant for like 5 years before that in the NBA.
Yeah, he's
1067. Let's go to Andre in Manassas.
Chico
was all over the place. He was just all over the place. Andre, what's up, buddy?
Doing well. Speaking of all over, it's like, Cake, so what's the name of that like jail that General Zod was stuck in? It's like the Phantom Zone of Superman. I think sometimes like Maryland is stuck there. I know you guys say it's a basketball school. I mean, I'm not originally from the area, but I started living in the area, you know, a couple of years
before. What do you
think
it is?
I think it is that, you know, it's an identity thing. I mean, I think in our nature, Maryland, we want to say Maryland is a basketball school, but then you guys were mentioning
it's not a football school.
I know it isn't, but you guys were mentioning the season that even the fans weren't showing up to games. So if you are having one of your better seasons in several years,
it's been a problem for decades.
And you're saying you're a basketball school, and you're having trouble attracting people to the stadium, to the arena. I mean, there's a fundamental issue of the school. So, I mean, I don't necessarily have a dog in the fight. I know you guys are happy. You guys went to Maryland, so I'm happy for you. But I do think the university has an identity crisis in terms of what is it really, a football school, a basketball school? And, you know, if you're going to be a basketball school, then, I mean, I don't know what you do, but I do know it was pretty sad. And, you know, that's why I have to kind of say, you know, Willard, you know what? If people aren't showing up to the arena and this is a self-proclaimed basketball school, I mean, you know, maybe it's best for you to leave.
Andre, the reason they say it's a basketball school is because of the history.
Yeah.
Because from Lefty Driesell to Gary Williams and then moderate success with Turgeon and Willard, it's been a much more successful basketball program than it has been in football.
The reason
they've had a few blips where they've been really good. You know, Bobby Ross.
When Fridge came in.
Right.
Yeah, but they won a national championship in the basketball.
They also did in football.
1953.
That.
Yeah, but it's right there in the stadium.
Yeah, it was in the 50s. So I mean, come on.
Hey, it still counts.
The only reason I'll agree with you that it's not a football school, but it's dominated revenue shares because of football.
Because football's a bigger sport.
Yeah, but it's
not a big.
The football program isn't as good as the basketball program. That's what I'll say.
I get it, but the question is, if we're going to call it a basketball school, why was it hard to attract people to the arena? And that's the concern I have for the university.
It's a product, I think, of where we live, of so many options that people have.
Relative, they draw a much greater percentage in basketball than they do in football. Because if you watch a football game, that's a really empty stadium.
Yeah.
Okay? So the complaint with basketball was, especially during Christmas break, which apparently Maryland has the longest one in the country.
Yeah. My kid loves it.
They don't have enough students going to the games.
Well, that affects them. But listen, it's been a problem for decades, 20, 30 years. They always would pack the arena for Duke, North Carolina, that sort of thing.
Know, and
it would be the other games that wouldn't be as well attended.
Nobody
questioned if it was a basketball school or not. It's just the fans have so many different options here in this area.
They packed it for Michigan State. They packed it for UCLA.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They packed it
for the big games. They pack it.
Yep.
The annoying thing is some of the other conference games against Minnesota. Yeah.
Yeah, against Northwestern.
That's annoying, but it is what it is.
But they never packed the football stadium. Okay? So it's a relative thing.
The only time the football stadium is packed is Penn State or Ohio State coming to town.
Right. Yeah. Because they're all Penn State fans.
It's a sad state of affairs. That's just the way it is at this point.
All right, 800-636-1067. Let's go around the room. All right, so Lurch, you're the one. You think it's a home run, right?
I think Kevin Willard was a good coach, so I don't know how much better he's going to be than Kevin Willard. But I think it's. I'm not going to say it's a huge upgrade. He's a good coach, but
they were talking about. It's a home run.
Yeah, but I'm
considering
kind of biased.
The situation.
I like Dwayne.
No, it's a good hire. Yes.
It's a stand-up triple, considering the situation that they were in.
I think so, too.
With the smoldering wreck of the athletic department to pull a Buzz Williams while all of that's ongoing, no real athletic director.
You couldn't have gotten a more proven winner unless you brought in, like, a Patino. But you know what I mean? Like,
he's just,
no matter where he goes, he's just going to win.
At this moment, I think it's a good hire. We have no idea whether it's going to work out, and we really have no idea if Luke Murray, Bill Murray's son, who's at UConn, would have been a better hire. We don't know. Maybe he would have been.
Yeah.
We don't know.
No,
he just doesn't have the name.
Interest. I had no interest in him.
I know it would annoy you because his dad
His dad was in Stripes and Groundhog Day and a bunch of others. Ghostbusters.
I would have gambled on Murray.
Yeah.
That's just my personality.
That's what you wanted. Yeah.
But again, it all comes down now in 2025 of how much money you can pay the players.
Yep.
They're going to have plenty of money. To. My understanding is that they had a decent amount of money last year, too. That's how they put that team together. I think some of this whining and bitching from Willard was personal stuff, a lot of other stuff. And he just was leaving no matter what.
I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think he had his bags packed and was ready to roll out.
Yeah.
I think so,
too. He was ready to go back to the Big East. Yeah. He saw that Big East calling. No football program to speak of.
They could have gave him a blank contract, blank everything. I think that dude was leaving.
I'm telling you, I watched his interview last night. I guess it was FS1 with Casey Jacobson, and he just kept saying, I was in the Big East for 12 years. I really know the Big East. Villanova's a program I always looked up to. Josh Hart was my favorite player that I coached against.
Okay, but he could be just talking smack. I mean, there could be other stuff that he's not saying that's the truth of why he left. You know what
I'm
mean?
Sure, Jason, that he hated people at Maryland. I'm sure. That's a guarantee.
Yeah.
But he was leaving.
I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
He's a team bald.
We're going to do.
Drab, he's a team bald guy. He's off the island. I don't root for him.
Hey.
I usually root for the baldies. We band together.
Is Buzz kind of bald?
Yeah, for him now.
Come on in.
And just to once again give props, our guy Jimmy, and we both kind of scoffed. We got texts from him.
And by the way,
he nailed it.
He was the tip of the spear.
That guy said, just kind of like I was saying, that I speculated, the reason he left A&M, he did not like Trev Albert from day one. Now, I usually would say, you don't know what you're talking about, but since he gave me the story that Buzz Williams was coming, I kind of believe him.
He's your new college hoop source.
It's a relationship thing, man. A lot of this is relationships.
Totally.
Well, get rid of that relationship that told you Willard was working on a contract a week ago.
Well, I think
that was a different guy.
No, I think that was the truth. I think Maryland
was giving him whatever he wanted.
They were working on a contract. He obviously didn't sign it. Yeah. But they were working on a new contract, giving him what he wanted, and obviously he didn't.
Sounds Willard like wasn't interested.
Sounds like your guy Jimmy's more plugged in than John Fanta. This guy's like a college hoops insider.
All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we'll talk about the Washington Capitals. They snapped their 3-game losing streak with the win against the Bruins, and Ovi scores. Willie scored, too. His 32nd goal. Spencer Carberry, head coach, joins us next here on the Junkies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.